Reporting risks and incidents. Organizational policies and procedures for reporting risks and incidents associated with infection prevention and control in a healthcare setting involve establishing clear guidelines and processes for identifying, documenting, and addressing potential risks and incidents. These policies and procedures aim to promote a culture of transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement in infection prevention and control practices. Key components of these policies and procedures may include reporting mechanisms. Clearly defining the channels and methods through which risks and incidents should be reported, such as incident reporting systems, electronic reporting platforms, or designated personnel. Timeliness. Establishing timeframes for reporting risks and incidents to ensure prompt identification and response. Documentation. Outline the required information and documentation to be included in risk and incident reports, such as the nature of the risk or incident, the individuals involved, and any supporting evidence. Confidentiality. Ensuring that reporting processes maintain confidentiality and protect the privacy of individuals involved. Investigation and analysis. Describing the process for investigating reported risks and incidents, including the involvement of relevant stakeholders, collection of relevant data, and analysis of contributing factors. Feedback and communication. Establishing mechanisms for providing feedback to individuals who report risks and incidents, as well as communicating findings, recommendations, and actions taken to address identified issues. Continuous improvement. Promoting a culture of learning and improvement by using reported risks and incidents as opportunities to identify system weaknesses, develop strategies for prevention, and update policies and procedures as needed.